Have you ever gone out of your way to find like just the right gift to give someone? One that kind of reflects that particular person and their interests, one that would be suitable for that individual, and then not quite get the response you were hoping for? Maybe this was for a friend, or more likely, this would be the case for children. How they may have a particular thing in mind that they want, and somehow when they get what you had searched for, it wasn't exactly what they wanted. I know that was the case for me. I have a particular Christmas in mind. My grandmother had gone out of her way to find exactly the right toy for me. And I was so excited because I heard that she got what I asked for. And then when it actually came in, when I actually opened it up, it wasn't actually what I asked for. But my grandmother had gone through all of this effort to find what it was. She knew nothing about the toy that I was interested in, and she did her best to try to find it. And when it wasn't what I wanted, I, being the selfish little boy that I was not happy about it, and I complained about it. And in retrospect, I can only imagine how painful that must have been for my grandmother. In our gospel passage today, we hear about talents that are given. The master giving talents to his servants, each according to their own ability. So we see that there's an inequality here. The master is not giving everybody the same thing, but the master, who knows his servants well, gives them what's suitable for them. And the servants are supposed to respond. They're called to respond favorably. They're called to respond to bear fruit, to take what is given to them and to do something with it, to make something more out of it. To the one who has five, he makes another five. To the one that has two, he makes another two. But to one who only has one, he hides it, he buries it. And so the first two would kind of be like how I should have responded to my grandmother, with gratitude, with thanks, recognizing the love that she had behind the gift that she was giving me, and having that bear fruit of a greater love between the two of us. But instead, my response was more like that of the one who only received one talent. He didn't do what he should have. He buried it. He hid it. Pretended he didn't have it. That's kind of like what I did with my response when I complained about the gift that I was given. And although in this gospel passage it talks about talents in reference to money, we can think of this parable as representing all the gifts that we receive from God, all the things that we have, our abilities, our intellect, our will, the grace that God gives us from baptism and strengthens in confirmation, faith, hope, charity, sanctifying grace. God gives us all of these gifts. And how do we respond? Do we make good use of them? Do we respond well? Do we share the faith with others? In difficult times, do we exercise our hope in the promises of God? Do we love God and love others for the sake of loving God? Sharing what we have with other people in charity? Doing things out of love for God? God has entrusted us with these great gifts, and there's a response that's expected. And should we fail to respond as we ought, we hear at the end of our gospel passage, "For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." That can be a confusing statement. What is that supposed to mean? It means those who had those five talents and made use of them, they got five more. They received more blessings, more gifts, and they grew rich. But from the one who had just one talent and decided not to use it, decided to hide it, decided to pretend he didn't have it so that it seemed like he didn't have it, even what it seemed like he had, the one coin that he didn't use, was taken away from him. And so likewise, with the graces, with the gifts that God has given us, faith, hope, and charity, if we make good use of these things, sanctifying grace, then we will gain more of them. We will be strengthened, and that will take us all the way to be with God forever in heaven. But if we kind of pretend like we don't have it, if we hide our faith, if we hide our gifts, if we don't make use of it in those difficult times, instead complaining rather than relying on God's promises, if we decide to be selfish rather than generous and charitable, then even what we have will be taken away. When we sin mortally, we lose charity, and our faith and hope die. God gave us these gifts, and he expects us to make good use of them. And should we go astray with sin, we always have the opportunity to be set right again, because God wants to continuously give us even more gifts if we seek it out, that forgiveness, that mercy that he has for us in the confessional. We're all blessed to be here to celebrate the Mass, where God wishes to give us more gifts of grace, an increase in sanctifying grace, faith, hope, and charity, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries, as we prepare ourselves to be united to Christ in the Eucharist. God wishes to bless us abundantly. We are to carry out this mission he gives us, this mission of love, to make use of these gifts that he has given us, these supernatural gifts, and even the natural gifts that he gives us, and the external possessions that he gives us, to make good use out of them for that ultimate goal that we have of being with God forever in heaven. So let us take a moment now to consider the best way for each one of us to make good use of the gifts that we've given, to thank God for the gifts that we have, and to plan how this week we're going to make use of those gifts. And let us consider that as we prepare ourselves to encounter Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.